This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. A lawyer for the whistleblower who made public President Trump's dealings with Ukraine says his client is willing to answer written questions from House Republicans. AP correspondent Tim McGuire has more.
In a tweet, attorney Mark Zaid writes, Congressman Devin Nunes, the top Republican on the House Intelligence Committee, has been approached about the whistleblower answering questions from Republicans in writing. President Trump has demanded the person's identity made public since his call to the president of the Ukraine became public. House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Elliot Engel tells ABC's This Week a key reason for the impeachment inquiry.
Did the president really sell out his country?
But House Republican Whip Steve Scalise, also on ABC's This Week, says the Democrats are playing politics.
They don't want fair rules. They just want to hurt President Trump's chances to win re-election.
Tim McGuire, Washington.
Kenyans won both of the men and women's titles at the New York City Marathon today. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Geoffrey Kamerar won his second men's title in 3 years. He crossed the finish line in Central Park in 2 hours, 8 minutes, and 13 seconds. The Kenyan pulled away from his countryman Albert Courier in the 24th mile of the 26.2-mile marathon. Jocelyn Jepkosgei won her debut marathon at 2 hours, 22 minutes, and 38 seconds, beating the second-place women's finisher by almost a full minute. The 25-year-old holds the world record in the half marathon, but had never run this distance. At the New York City Marathon, I'm Julie Walker.
The Washington Post reported Sunday that smuggling gangs in Mexico are cutting through the wall President Trump is building along the U.S.-Mexico border. The Post quoted border agents as saying gangs have repeatedly made holes in the wall using a saw that sells for as little as $100 in hardware stores. This is VOA News.